Blog Talk Radio.
You know, every year as we go through our Align for Life podcast series, there are certain milestones we hit, certain things on the school calendar that come up each and every year. And this conversation is one of those items. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell. And about this time each year, in fact, I was checking my records and pulling up some old notes. It was a year ago this week that we had this same conversation for Night of the Lion 2020. And now we're going to talk about Night of the Lion 2021. Joining me is Kristen Daniels, the Director of Development. And first of all, Kristen, thanks for being here. I know this is a really important project for you, so your time is much appreciated.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
This one is just such an important event. And I guess we start there because this year and the year of COVID, every conversation I have, we talk about things being different in some way. Do we call it an event this year? What's really going to happen with Night of the Lion?
Oh, it's a fair question. Thanks for bringing it up. You know, last year's Night of the Lion was a great success in March, and it was kind of the last big party that anyone attended before everything changed in the spring. So we certainly want to be able to build off the energy of Night of the Lion events before, but knowing that this year will be a little untraditional. So we are moving to a virtual event, and not so much a one-night event, but a week-long celebration. So we're calling it Night of the Lion at Home Edition, because that's where so many people are spending their time now, and frankly, we're pretty proud of being able to do it. The committee and the leadership team here is very happy to stay home on a Saturday night because that means that come Monday, the students and our hardworking faculty will be back in the building in-person learning like they've been doing all year long. So it'll be a little different in terms of party planning, but well worth it when it pays off for the tuition assistance programs and the students of St. Viator.
Yeah, and it's a great point. They have to mention that St. Viator has been one of the few schools to bring students back full-time this year and have done quite a job of that, I think about 70 days or so now, which really requires some congratulations. But tell me about that theme, at-home edition. Walk us through how that came to be.
Sure. So like I said, it'll be a week-long celebration of where students feel most at home at St. Viator. So there's a lot of moving parts this year, but we're excited because it gives a lot of people opportunity to be involved. So during the course of the week, we'll be releasing videos each day at least once on our social media channels that tell the story of where a particular student feels most at home at St. Viator. And certainly we will cover the topics that you'd imagine that we would, students that feel home and athletics or in the fine arts program, students that feel most at home in the classroom. But by sharing those stories, we can highlight the kids and they're our best spokespeople, but then we can also highlight the different elements of St. Viator High School. So we're excited to be able to do that. In conjunction with those stories, we will also offer related auction prizes. So let's say we're telling a story about a student that feels most at home on the baseball fields. We can tie it to an auction prize then related to sports. So a lot of the information, the stories, will be shared via social media and via email, but they'll direct the attention of the St. Viator supporters back to a really robust website that'll give people opportunities to be involved. It's a lot to talk about, but because it's not a one-night event, it's not a ticketed event this year. It's all a free and complimentary celebration, really, of what the students of St. Viator have been able to accomplish in the last year. And so we're excited to be able to offer people the opportunity to get involved, to still share and support the tuition assistance program, to still bid on really great auction items, and to still celebrate everything that has gone well over the course of the last 12 months and the students and the faculty that have been working so hard. So it's reinvented, reimagined, to say the least, but we're looking forward to continuing to build on the momentum of Night of the Lion until we're able to rally together, hopefully in 2022.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the concept itself, and we'll come back to that. But you mentioned the students and their stories. And every year when there's a live event, there's one or two student speakers who really, you know, just captivate the audience. So you're going to be doing videos, you mentioned, this year. Talk a little bit about, you know, the types of students we'll hear from and what you hope their message is going to be to those of us who take the time to kind of watch and listen.
Absolutely. There's never any shortage of great stories to tell when it comes to Night of the Lion. And historically, we have worked with the top few students in each class to come and share a message with partygoers on that first Saturday night in March. This year, we're taking advantage of the fact that we've got a little more time to tell the stories. We've got no geographic exclusions. It's not just going to be stories told to folks that are joining us in the gym that night, but we'll be able to tell them over the course of time. And like I said, we'll be talking about students that feel at home in their faith or most at home in the counseling center as part of the Scanlon Center program. We'll even have a little fun talking to or hearing from a student who feels most at home, possibly in detention with Dean Deb, but we're just able to show a lot of different viewpoints. And then also to be able to tell the story so the donors understand, Night of the Lion is the premier fundraising event for St. Viator. It's most important because it supports student scholarships and the tuition assistance program. Jim, you've heard us say it before, but this year alone, we're giving away nearly $2 million to 30% of the students here at St. Viator. The need has never been greater. I would argue that the students have never been more deserving. So the more we can tell of their stories of why St. Viator is home to them, what makes them feel important and special and at ease here, I think that it shows donors that they really do have a footprint in what helps students achieve when you make a gift or financially support St. Viator. So we're excited to be able to tell a lot of different versions of those stories this year. And another part of it, part of Night of the Lion this year, is having honorary co-chairs. And these are folks that themselves feel like home, the kind of people that you can't think of St. Viator without thinking of these particular people. They just have kind of a following for generations of Lions. So this year we're excited to be able to celebrate and help honor Father Charlie Bolzer, Mrs. Judy Amberg, Dr. Deb Serbicki, and Mr. Pat Mahoney, former Dean of Students and coach and fundraiser extraordinaire. Those four folks are the epitome of everything that's good about St. Viator and the Sacred Heart of Mary culture before that. So we're excited to be able to share their stories as well, but just tell as much as we can about all the good at St. Viator and give a lot of people something to relate to through those stories.
We're chatting with Kristen Daniels, the Director of Development at St. Viator High School today, and getting an update on 2021 Night of the Lion at Home Edition. We're going to share some more information with all of you about how you can get involved in bidding on auction items and raffle tickets and things of that sort before we let Kristen go. But I mentioned, Kristen, this is a very big event for you. You spend many months working on this. And you know, in the past that might have involved, you know, securing the location and dealing with caterers and decorations and things that the committee would work with you on. There is none of that without a live event. What unique challenges have sort of come your way in trying to put this Night of the Lion together?
Thank you for asking me. You know, we've got the pleasure of having a really great staff team in the Alumni Relations and Development Office, working with marketing and communications and enrollment as well. But moreover, we've got a really dynamic volunteer committee for Night of the Lion. And these are the folks that have said, sure, it's unconventional this year, but we were with you last year. We're going to be with you next year. And we want to be able to celebrate the good, too. So I would be remiss if I didn't thank those folks. It's certainly different. You don't have the logistics or the venue challenges maybe that you have in the past. You don't have the excitement of the decor and the entertainment. But I think that it opens a lot of doors, like we said, in the opportunity to tell more stories, to engage more people than what can just fit in the gym on a given Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
The celebration this year, it's a week long. So it's February 26th through March 6th. It will culminate on Saturday night, that first Saturday in March, the way that Night of the Lion always does. But again, it's a free, it's a complimentary presentation. We'll be releasing videos, doing a grand prize raffle drawing, celebrating supporters and sponsors. People can tune in as it works for their schedule. And then the auction will also close that evening as well. So still getting people to reserve that first Saturday in March, knowing that that's a night to celebrate St. Viator. It just looks a little different than it has in the past.
So let's talk logistics. You know, if people go to Night of the Lion, they have to register, and then it's up to them to, you know, brush their hair and put some clothes on and head over to the school at a certain time. This year it's more incumbent on them to check the website, follow social? What should someone do to make sure they're staying involved and being aware of everything going on, so that if there's an item they want or something they want to contribute or bid on, where do they go to do all that?
Sure. All of the information is housed on our website, and the best way to get there is by visiting www.stviator.com/NOL for Night of the Lion. The information is updated there on a regular basis. You can find out about auction items, donating auction prizes, becoming a sponsor, making donations to the tuition assistance program, and also this year's grand prize raffle. So all the information is really right there on the website. It's probably the most cumulative place to get to where you're going, and will be released leading up to the event and to the week of the event. You can register to get updates, but what we're really hoping, because this year is different and because it's not a traditional ticketed event, typically a ticket to Night of the Lion would cost a person $100, so $200 for a night out with your significant other. It is our hope that people would still make that level of a contribution, if not more, and be happy and proud to stay home. So maybe this year, instead of spending $200 on tickets, you decide to spend $200 on grand prize raffle tickets. If I can, I'll talk a little about that. We're doing something we've never done before with the grand prize raffle. We are hosting a tuition raffle. So the grand prize raffle, with revenue proceeds benefiting Night of the Lion, is a $100 ticket, or two for $100 if you qualify as a young alumni, a young graduate of St. Viator. Only 300 tickets will be sold, and the winner will have their choice of a $10,000 cash prize or free tuition for one student for next school year. And we know the value there is a little greater even than the cash prize.
Well, that's exciting. So let's clarify there. You said a limit of 300 tickets will be available?
Yes.
Okay, and those will be available on the website. Now, for any of us who have been to Night of the Lion or auctions at any of the feeder schools in the area, I know you have been to many, I have over the years, one of the great traditions associated with the silent auction, which is such a big, you know, element of raising funds, is, of course, bidding on an item and then stalking the table the rest of the night to make sure no one else, you know, raises the bid above you. Without eyes on, you know, a particular piece of paper and pen, is that what becomes critical on Saturday night if you really want an item and make sure that you're online and tracking the bidding?
Yes, thanks for asking. That's true. We understand that the element of competition is a little different than it has been in the past. But we had moved to a more electronic auction opportunities the last couple of years, and that's what this year will be. So you'll go ahead and put in your bid the way that you would if you were sitting in the room with us, and you'll get a text message just the same way that you would if you were celebrating at a party with us that says, hey, you've been outbid. Are you interested in making another bid? So that activity, we hope, will really be drumming up more support on Saturday night, March 6th, knowing that the auction closes. People still like to get their bids in there at the last minute. So it'll look a little different, but hopefully be just as playful as it has ever been.
All right, so we talked about auction, we talked about raffle. You encourage people to make that sort of minimum donation. Not everyone, you know, will be able to keep track of all these things happening online. I think they'll enjoy it if they do, but someone just wants to make a donation, or perhaps they've got a local business, would love to be a sponsor and put their name on the event. Are those things that people can do as well just to make sure they're participating?
Absolutely. And anybody can feel free to reach out to me. Again, Kristen Daniels, Director of Development, or anyone on the development and alumni team. We'd be happy to help you. There's opportunities to give online. You can mail anything to our attention here at the school. There's lots of ways to get involved. We want to make it easy for everyone. And, you know, we're grateful in advance for everyone's continued support. This has always been a very special event, but a very important event for scholarships at St. Viator. And we know that this year, in that way, will be no different.
All right. Give us one more time the website and any of the social links people should be keeping an eye on then.
Absolutely. If you don't already, please follow St. Viator and St. Viator alumni on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. And the website for Night of the Lion is www.stviator.com/NOL.
Kristen Daniels, thanks so much. As always, wonderful to talk to you and appreciate all the hard work you're doing. This is going to be a very great event. And again, I really encourage everyone, February 26th through March 6th, to keep an eye on everything going on with Night of the Lion at Home Edition. I think you're really going to be encouraged when you see these student stories, and hopefully excited and willing to participate when you see the auction items. A lot of things happening, so best of luck to everyone on the development team. Thanks to all of you who are going to participate and contribute. Very important night, very important week now, and we'll look forward to great success. Thanks, everyone, for being with us today.